Okay, why not have a referendum on separation? Most people are tired of hearing about Western separation, so let's get the required signatures and have a referendum. As comedian Larry the Cable Guy says, let's get her done. Of course, Alberta should be doing the same thing, strength in numbers, right? A fly in the jam jar is that the latest data from the nonprofit Angus Reid Institute shows that support for the two provinces to leave Confederation is a minority, 34% here and 36% in Alberta. And if a referendum were to be held, only 15% in our province and 19% in Alberta say they would definitely vote to leave. Plus, regardless of their position, 3/4 of people in both provinces say they would expect a referendum to fail. The West believes Ottawa has mistreated it for years. We call it Western alienation, made much more prominent with a liberal national government. When I say the West, we're talking Alberta and Saskatchewan. In Manitoba and BC, which presently have NDP governments, rumblings about Western alienation don't appear to be popping up in the news, although in their dreams, diehard Western separatists would love to have all 4 Western provinces break away to form a new country. The desire for independence for some Quebecers started popping up in the 1950s, with a separatist party winning power in 1976 and resulting in not one but 2 failed referendums on separation, 1980 and 1995. Today, the majority of people in Quebec seem to still prefer being Canadians, as it appears to be the case in Western Canada, regardless of which party is in power in Ottawa, Regina, Edmonton, Winnipeg, or Victoria. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.